And now, the Paul McCormick Show, transforming business success, financial prosperity, and total control of your life, your freedom, and your career. And now, your host, Paul McCormick.
All right, everybody, and today we're going to be talking about the missing links to wealth. We call it the missing links because no one is talking about it. No one's telling you about it, but today you'll hear it from me. Also, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and what role Thanksgiving plays in creating prosperity. And finally, we're talking today about why the recent decisions of our government threatens the very foundation of your and my freedom to choose wealth and prosperity for us. All that during the next 1 hour. Hi, I'm your host, Paul McCormick, and you're listening to The Paul McCormick Show. I hope you all had a great, fabulous Thanksgiving yesterday. I know that I did. I enjoyed spending my day with my family, not only my wife and my son, but also got the opportunity to spend it with my mother and my father and my sister and her children and husband. I hope you had as enjoyable a day as I did celebrating Thanksgiving, and I hope you also gave it a little thought of what Thanksgiving is really all about, being thankful for what we have and being thankful for the things that were given to us and being thankful to be able to give to others and to celebrate as well. I've been reflecting on that a lot recently because of the recession the last few years, and we start to realize sometimes we take things for granted. And we're going to be talking about that today. The things we take for granted, and are we taking for granted the things, the freedoms that we hold so dearly in this country, in America, the freedoms that America was granted, do we take those freedoms for granted, and are we going to wake up and understand how valuable they are, or is it going to be too late? I'll invite your calls in today. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And I will say, anybody who calls in today to discuss the topics that we'll be talking about, I will be glad to give you a free copy of my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. It contains the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. Again, that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk a little bit about what I meant when I said that the direction of our federal government is threatening the very foundation of prosperity in our country. And we're going to be talking about some of those policy. And I'm not against healthcare reform. I'm not against the immigration rights and freedoms to those people that want to immigrate to our country. And I'm not against things like affirmative action and equal opportunities to minorities and to all people. I'm not against any of those things. What I'm against is having the federal government to regulate those things. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, partly, is should the federal government be regulating all these things in our life that are the freedoms that we hold so dearly, that are the opportunities that we have and that are the path to our prosperity and wealth? You can call in, tell me your opinions on that, 1-800-930-2819. When I talk about affirmative action, giving equal opportunities to minorities, it's not that I disagree with giving equal opportunities to minorities. In fact, I fully support it. I hire minorities. I've worked with minorities. I love giving opportunities to minorities. I simply don't want the federal government to regulate those things, because what happens is affirmative action has now regulated those things to the degree that I no longer have freedom in that area. I no longer have freedom now to give equal opportunity. If I am a large enough company, I now am regulated, or if I'm working on federal projects, I am now regulated as an employer to hire minorities. In fact, I'm required to hire minorities regardless of whether they're the most qualified. So I no longer can give equal opportunity to the person who deserves it. I now am regulated and required to give that job to minorities. because of affirmative action. Is that right or is that wrong? Call in and let me understand what your belief is. Make your voice be known. That number is 1-800-930-2819. I am not a supporter of affirmative action. I'm a supporter of equal opportunity. Remember, if you call in today, I will give you an autographed copy of my book, but you'll have to give your name and address, not on the air, but when you first call in and when the person picks up the phone, Chris, you'll have to give him your name and address so that I can send you a free copy of my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. It's the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. You can also go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, and get a copy of that book or my CDs or any number of free reports that I have listed on that website. Again, the website's formulaformillionaires.com, or visit theauthenticmillionaire.com. Well, we talked a little bit about immigration. You know, there's this Arizona law that took effect. I guess Arizona created this law several months ago now that put the control back into the state to regulate immigration. I assume that most of the listeners understand that law is basically trying to regulate the immigration to allow the state of Arizona, when they believe that somebody is living there illegally, they have the right to ask that person for verification to show the papers that they're actually a legal citizen. Arizona has made that law. Obama and the federal government is opposing the Arizona state law, and the federal government has sued the state of Arizona. And I consider that amazing. I can hardly believe that. I cannot believe that the federal government is suing the state of Arizona because the federal government, what? Does the federal government believe that citizens should be there illegally? I mean, after all, the state of Arizona is simply saying, we want to make sure they're here legally. If they're illegal, we want to address that situation. And the federal government is suing the state of Arizona. Why? Does the federal government really believe that they want to support people being there illegally? Is that what the federal government is saying? I can't believe this administration. I can't believe it. And again, it has nothing to do with equal opportunity. I am in full support of equal opportunity. After all, my great-grandparents were immigrants. They came here from Norway, from Sweden, from England. I support equal opportunity. I support immigration. The problem is, too much regulation at the federal level takes it away from the states, takes it away from the individuals, and that's, after all, why we created the Constitution the way that we did, to create a boundary and safe limits between how big the federal government gets so that it does not take away states' rights and individual rights. Tell me what you think about the Arizona law. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And anyone who calls in today, you will receive a free gift of my hardcover book, international bestseller, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. You can buy it in bookstores anywhere in the world or on Amazon or on my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Call in and tell me what you think. Do you agree with the Arizona law on immigration, or do you agree with the federal government's position on that law? Number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be taking a break in about 3 minutes, so a caller, you could call in anytime right now. Let's talk about the problem. There's two sides to the coin when we talk about this immigration. You know, I have a couple businesses. One of my businesses is in real estate, and we were outgrowing our office space a couple of months ago. At the beginning of October, I had to get a new office space, and so we moved our office. And so I hired some people to help me move, actually some people of a friends of mine, a couple Cambodian brothers. One was in his 30s, and one was about 19 years old. And I got to talking with them and found out that they had immigrated here from Cambodia 10 years ago. The brother came here, and at the time that he came here, he did it legally. He put in a request to also have his brother come. His brother was then 9 years old in Cambodia, and he put in a request to have his mother come, and his brother. It took him 2 years. There was a waiting list, 2 years to get his mother here. The waiting list to get his brother, his 9-year-old brother in Cambodia, the waiting list was 10 years long. And that's how long it took. His brother, when 2 months ago, when I met his brother had just come to America 2 months ago. He's now 19 years old. He had to wait 10 years to get into this country. And I was appalled. I could not believe that. That, my friends, is what federal government does for you. But that's the other side of the coin. That is why so many people are upset with the immigration laws. That's why some people are immigrating here illegally, because it is so litigious, so much paperwork, so much bureaucracy, it can take 10 years. We're going to be going to a break now, but I invite you to call in 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Tell me what you think about this immigration law. There's two sides to the coin. I want to hear your side. 1-800-930-2819.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Paul McCormick Show, and today we're talking about the missing links to wealth. Also, what does it have to do with Thanksgiving? What role does Thanksgiving play in creating prosperity? And finally, talking about our federal government, and is the direction of our federal government either supporting or taking away from our individual freedoms to choose wealth and prosperity for ourselves? Just before the break, we were talking a little bit about one of the directions that our federal government has been taking recently on the topic of immigration, and specifically relating to the immigration law passed by the state of Arizona a few months ago. and the fact that the federal government is now suing the state of Arizona over that issue, feeling that that is a an area that is should be controlled and regulated by the federal government, so they're suing the state of Arizona, saying that the state of Arizona has stepped over their bounds. What do you think about that? Call in and let me know. 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. Just before the break, I was sharing a story that happened to me a couple months ago when I was moving my office, and I hired a couple people to help me move, and they happened to be a couple brothers that had immigrated to the United States from Cambodia. And one of the brothers was older. He was 38 years old. And he was telling me that he came to America 10 years ago. And at that time, he put in to sponsor his brother and his mother to bring them also out of Cambodia to America, the place of freedom, the place of opportunity. And the waiting list to get his mother here was 2 years. And it took that long, but 2 years later, his mother arrived in America. But the waiting list for his brother was then 9 years old, still in Cambodia. The waiting list to get his brother into the United States was 10 years. And this was when he was going through all the appropriate channels, through the immigration rules. He was sponsoring his brother. He was putting up the proper amount of money. He was doing all the right things, and the waiting list was 10 years. His brother was 9 years old. It took a full 10 years to get his brother here. His brother arrived just a couple months before I met him. So just this year, his brother arrived. His brother's now 19 years old. His brother had to remain in Cambodia from the time he was 9 years old until he was 19 years old. For 10 years, he remained in Cambodia by himself, alone, without his mother and without his family, without his brother. I don't think that's right. I think that's terrible. I think that's not what America was built on. Tell me what you think. Call in. Make your voice known. Let me know what you think about this Arizona law. And what do you think about the federal government suing the state of Arizona over this immigration law? The number is 1-800-930-2819. I will say that although the immigration laws are messed up, and yes, I agree that immigration reform is needed, I still do not think it's the federal government that should be putting such restrictions on immigration. And I still think that what the state of Arizona did is perfectly acceptable. There's two sides to the coin, of course, and I've shared some of that, the difficulty of getting here. Is what causes so many immigrants to not go through the legal procedures and to come here illegally. So, yes, I understand that. I think it's messed up. We do need immigration reform. The question in my mind is not so much, you know, should we give equal opportunities to immigrants? Absolutely, yes. Most of the people here are here because our ancestors immigrated here. The question is, how much control and how big does federal government become? And is it the federal government that we want regulating all the things in our lives? I shared a little bit about affirmative action. We talked a little bit today about immigration and immigration reform. The list can go on and on. We can talk about healthcare reform. We can talk about General Motors and the automobile industry. We can talk about banking industry and Wall Street. And the question is not, should these things be reformed? The question is, who do we want to be in control of our lives? Who do we want to be in control of private businesses? Who do we want to be in control of the immigrants that are coming here because of our freedoms? Is it we, the people, that want to regulate these things? Is it we, the people, that want to have control of our lives? Is it we, the people, that want to be in control of our opportunities to not only come to this country, but to set up businesses and to pursue prosperity for ourselves? Is it we, the people, that want to have those controls? Or do we want to vest that control in the federal government? I'll tell you, I, for one, do not want to vest it in the federal government. I want to keep federal government's power limited, as was established in the Constitution of the United States when it was created. And those limitations were established in the Bill of Rights when the Constitution was created. Tell me what you think. Do you want big government control? Do you want the government to control our lives? Do you want federal government to control health care? Do you want them to control the immigration rules? Call in. Let me know what you think on these issues. 1-800-930-2819. That number is 930-2819. And when you call in today, I will give you a free copy of my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. It's an international bestseller. It contains the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. I'll autograph that, mail that to you if you give your name and address when you call in, when the phone is first picked up. Give your name and address. That will not be on the air. But I want to put you on the air and tell me what you think about the immigration laws in the state of Arizona. Is it fair or is it not fair? That number again, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking today about a number of topics, but primarily the missing link to wealth, which we haven't even touched on that topic yet. The missing link to wealth. First of all, why do people immigrate and why do people come to America? It's because America is the place of freedoms. There is no other place in the world that has the freedoms that we have here in America. America is the place of opportunity. The opportunity to live your life the way you want to. To have religious freedoms, to have freedoms to build a business, to create an idea, and to build a business, and to try to develop wealth, not only for you, but for the people around you. That's what America is all about. It's the place of freedoms and opportunity. That's why people immigrate here. That's why people come here from all over the world. I know that that's why my great-great-grandparents came here in the 1800s. They came here to get out of the oppression that they felt in Europe that they were living at the time. They came here to have religious freedoms. They came here to have freedom to pursue prosperity for their own lives. They immigrated. They came here. They created a life for themselves. They enjoyed the freedoms. And now, as we embark a couple hundred years later, on the topics that we're talking about with our federal government and the policies and the directions that we're taking, are we going in the right direction? Let me know what you think. 1-800-930-2819. Call in and let me know what you think. Are we heading in the right direction? So America is a place of freedom, a place of opportunities, to pursue wealth, to become prosperous, to be a prosperous people, to be a prosperous nation. And today I'm going to be talking, we are talking about the missing link to wealth. It's the missing link because it seems to be missing in so many people's lives. And as people search for the answer to prosperity, how do I become more prosperous? How do I become more wealthy? How do I get more money? How do I get more opportunity in my life? We read books, we go to seminars, we listen to everybody we can, we listen to the rich people, and we want them to tell us how do we become more rich. How do we become more prosperous? And I got to tell you, nobody's talking about the missing link to wealth. Nobody's talking about this one thing that I'm going to share with you today. This one thing that it took me years and years and years, hundreds of books reading, meeting with hundreds of people. It took me years to discover this one secret that I'll share with you today. I call it the missing link to wealth. It's the one step that creates opportunity. It's the one step that leads to wealth, and I'm going to share it with you today. That's why we call it the missing link. But first, before we talk about the missing link, we're going to talk a little bit about how human nature works. How do we as human beings perceive information? How do we take in and process information? Because that has to do with seeing opportunities in our life. It's the reason why when immigrants came to our country, they saw opportunity here. And they saw it when the native people maybe did not see it. And why the people who become wealthy see opportunities and everybody else does not. Do you ever notice that it seems nowadays that the people who have grown up here for generation and generation, they do not see the opportunities all around them near as easily as those recent immigrants that have come over here from this country. You know, I shared that when I was moving my office a couple months ago, I hired these Cambodian immigrants to help me move. And I got to tell you, it was amazing listening to them speak because they saw opportunity everywhere. They saw opportunities, and I heard them speak about the opportunities, and it was wonderful. We have to take a break right now, but we have a call. As soon as we come back from the break, I'm going to take the call. So thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and go to a break now. Chris, go ahead and let's go to a break, and we'll take that call right when we come back. The Missing Links to Wealth.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, and you're listening to The Paul McCormick Show. And just before the break, we were talking about the missing links to wealth, and I was just about to share what that missing link to wealth actually is, and then we had a call, Unfortunately, we had to run to a break, and during the break, the caller hung up. I hope you call back. Call me right back. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Or anybody, call in. Tell me what you think about what we've been talking about today. The missing links to wealth is about what I'm going to share, but we were talking earlier about, are we on the right direction as a country? Is our federal government heading the right direction with the policies that we're making? Are we promoting wealth and opportunity in this country, or are we discouraging it? Are we taking away the freedoms that our country was built on, or is the policy that our federal government is putting in place, is it supporting the freedoms and the opportunities that our country was built on? Call in. Tell me what you think. That number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. Before I share what this one step is, this missing link to wealth, by the way, which is, I do speak about it in my book. My book is Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. I'll give it away free to anybody who calls in today. But you can also get it on my website, formulaformillionaires.com. And in that book, I share the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. It's the process that I learned when I got the opportunity to work alongside dozens and hundreds of multimillionaires, and I discovered their secrets. And I put it in this book, and I call it the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. We do have another call. Let's go ahead and take that call now. Hello, do we have a call?
We certainly do. How are we doing?
Okay. Hello?
How are you doing? This is Steven Sirsasimo.
Yes, Steven, thanks for calling in. What do you have to say about what we've been talking about today?
Well, I'm a little, immigration, the illegal alien thing here is, I think it's a ridiculous problem that we're in. I mean, here we have Americans getting on planes who are citizens, and we have to be scanned airports and patted down, yet we can let people into our borders with just a look at their license, a smile, and drive right through.
So you agree that we have do you think we have an immigration problem? I mean, what do you think the problem is?
Well, I'm talking more about illegal immigration.
Okay, so
I mean, if you want to talk about the immigration problem, I want to talk about the unfairness of each country, how it's set up. Some countries can immigrate here easier than other countries, but our bordering people can just walk right through. They don't even have to go through immigration. You know, I think what Arizona is doing is a fantastic thing, and our country should get behind it. Yet they are giving them a hard time for trying to take care of their own problem that the government isn't taking care of.
But do you understand why people might be against what Arizona is doing? I mean, so Arizona is trying to crack down on illegal immigration, right? And I agree with you. I support what Arizona is doing because they're trying to crack down on illegal immigration, and I do not support anything that's illegal. But
correct.
Do you understand why people might be opposed to that?
Well, because of the fact that some political parties want their votes, number one, and they want cheap labor, of course. But, I mean, I'm sure that a process can be developed where people can be brought over here for cheap labor. I mean, that should be easy. That should be simple. Let them apply. Let them go through a process to come into this country. I mean, here we're giving services. And we're giving many things to these people, and they're not giving anything back. I mean, the word illegal alone must be a flag for everyone that it's wrong.
Well, it is illegal. It is illegal now, and they're not giving back in terms of paying their taxes and paying all these other things that we as legal citizens do. We pay taxes for our roads. We pay taxes so we have firemen. We pay taxes so we have police officers, and all these services that are, you know, the postal service, for goodness sakes. We pay taxes so that we have these services. And so you're right. When somebody is illegal and they're maybe not paying taxes federally like the rest of us are, they're kind of partaking in the system, but not actually paying what the rest of us have to pay. They are, however, contributing in a way. They are contributing their work. They're contributing their labor. And so that is valuable to us. But I still don't support I don't support it being illegal. I wish everybody would be legal, and I support all the policies that we can to crack down on illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
But when I asked,
look at some of the instances. There was one instance in New Jersey where the man was stopped three times for traffic violations. He was let go because he was an illegal alien, and then he killed two girls.
If he had automatically followed
the proper process, that guy would have not been in the country, and those two girls would have been alive. There are many situations where we just ignore them in some cities that just give them a free ride, and then we have these issues.
Well, I think that comes down to being politically correct. We become so afraid of being politically correct. We become afraid of we're afraid to say the wrong things. We're afraid to do the wrong things to minorities or to a protected class. So all of a sudden, when somebody's an immigrant, and they might even be an illegal immigrant, all of a sudden people are afraid to have due process with that person. I mean, so if I was stopped on the street and I was suspected of being illegal, they would do due process with me because I'm a white Caucasian, right? But all of a sudden, if you were caught speeding,
you'd get a ticket. If you were an illegal alien in California, were caught speeding, they'd let you go.
Right. But all of a sudden, if I'm Hispanic and maybe I'm a protected class now, people are afraid because of being politically correct of violating the fairness regulations that are in place. They don't want to now discriminate on a protected class. So all of a sudden, they actually let that class get away with a lot more things that they would not let you and me get away with. And
well,
so look at the Muslims, same
thing with them. I mean, there hasn't been too many Irish or Italian terrorists yet. We're afraid to profile at the airports, and it's costing us billions because we're afraid of being wrong or politically correct. You know, it's totally ridiculous. If do what you got to do the job, and shut up and do the right thing. That's the problem with this world, is people don't do the right thing. If we did the right thing, there wouldn't be these problems. But people are more, you know, they say being the right thing is not profiling, but absolutely we should be profiling. How ridiculous is it not to?
I agree with you. And when we talk about profiling, we're talking about, for example, at airports, if you profile what the typical terrorists are, it might be a typical religion, a typical culture. But if you profile and say, well, 98% of all the terrorists are coming from this type of people from this particular area of this particular race, if 98% of all terrorists are that particular group of people, then you might put a higher profile on that particular group of people than on all the rest of the people. We're not doing that. We're non-discriminating. We're not profiling, and we're searching babies and grandmas just as much as we're searching anybody else at the airport. So I agree with you. I would be in full support of profiling because that's where the statistics
are. Absolutely. And I also feel that if these people, as a people, get together and complain about it, then you tell them, well, police your own people that are causing the problem. Don't argue with us because we're profiling you. It's your race or your group that's causing the problem. So police your own people and straighten them out and get together on that, and then you won't have any problems.
Right, and it doesn't mean that that particular individual is wrong. It just means we're going to search that individual and treat them fairly and treat them as I would want to be treated. I mean, it all comes down to fairness and what's right. You mentioned that a while ago, you know, doing what's right. And the question, you know, the question is, who's going to determine what's right? Is it we the people, as we originally set out in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Is it we the people who's going to regulate our freedoms and what is right? Or are we going to primarily vest that right in the federal government to regulate our lives?
Well, unfortunately, we allow the government to do that because we don't get together again as the people, and the little people don't unite and straighten out these problems, and we let these other idiots take care of our country. I mean, look at the situation we're in now. I mean, we have a president that didn't even finish his Senate seat. I mean, there needs to be more requirements to be a president.
Well, it seems to me, you know, that the more that we allow the federal government to take care of things. In other words, I'm all for taking care of the poor. I'm all for taking care of minorities. I'm all for, you know, these things. But when we put that in the federal government's hands, something that I notice is that we all of a sudden, as we the people, we think, well, it's, you know, we walk down the street and we see somebody who's in poverty, who needs food. And instead of reaching out and helping them, we think, you know, there should be a program that could help those people. You see, isn't there a program that would help those people? Isn't there some social program? And that becomes our mindset, because that's the way the system's set up. All of a sudden, we think the program, the government should take care of these people instead of us. And that's where it's messed up.
Unfortunately, we do need some help, and we do need some requirements. I mean, for example, in Rhode Island, I read an article
we're going to have to go to a break right now. You can stay on the phone.
I actually have to go back to work because my boss is
okay.
Saying, what the heck you doing? But I enjoy your show. I'd like your book, if possible. I'm not sure if that's still available.
Yep. Hang on after the line. Give your address. We'll come right back after the break.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Paul McCormick Show. We're talking today about the missing link to wealth and prosperity, what it has to do with Thanksgiving. And finally, the topic of, is our country supporting your ability to be prosperous or not? If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. I've got to get to this topic of the missing link. And before I tell you what it is, I wanted to share a little bit about how we as human beings process information. Because this is critical to how we see opportunities around us to improve and better our lives. I've done a lot of studies and research on how the human mind works, and there's been so much medical and technology breakthroughs just the last 10 years. 90% of everything we know about how our mind works, about the brain, and 90% of everything we know, we've only just discovered in the last 10 years. And there's two parts to our mind. There's the conscious mind, the part that we're aware of, the conscious thinking mind. When you think about thoughts and you think about listening to me speak right now and think about the thoughts you have about what I'm saying, that's your conscious awareness. That's your conscious mind. There's also a subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is so big, so powerful, it knows everything going on around us. We have a call. I'm going to go ahead and take this call right now. Go ahead, caller. Tell me your name and tell me your comments about what we're talking about today.
Okay, my name is Sandy Algier, and I wanted to comment on about the immigration, illegal and legal.
All right, what's your thoughts? What's your view on that topic? Is Arizona doing the right thing, or is the federal government doing the right thing to try to shut them down?
I think Arizona is doing the right thing. I think every state, like Steve said just prior to Michael, I mean, this is getting out of hand. There are just too many illegal and illegal immigrants coming into this country. You seem to think that you hire these Cambodians to help you move. Well, that's fine. But how many of those Cambodians have brought their families over and used those people to do other jobs for other people? You know, you hear about our senators are hiring all these minorities and stuff. I think it's to a point where, you know, minorities, immigrants, all this here has just got to totally stop. We've got to go back to the original American way. We are the people, as it says, you know, our Constitution brings it out, our Bill of Rights brings it out. And yet, we don't apply it to ourselves. We open our borders up to anybody who wants to come in. We allow people to come in and work up off our socialization. You know, we have them on our welfare programs. We have them on our state programs and stuff. You know, and I'm not trying to knock any individuals, but if you look, you can see a family whose bloodline basically goes back who have been provided for by the state from mother to daughter to daughter to daughter to son to son. And it just doesn't stop.
So let's be clear, though. I mean, on the topic, though, I mean, there's a couple different topics. You know, one is immigration. I mean, people coming to this country and massive amount of people's coming to this country from all over the world, right? So there's the topic of immigrants coming to our country to have opportunity and to infiltrate our society. The other topic is whether it's done legally or illegally. So I just want to be clear. I am not opposed to having immigrants come to our country. In fact, I'm not opposed to having lots of immigrants come to our country. I'm opposed to having it done illegally. And
but
when
why
it's done.
Why do you want more immigrants coming to our country? We can't provide for what we have now of our own. Why are we introducing more people?
Yeah,
that
right.
We can't
okay.
Support? I mean,
good
it
question.
Doesn't make any sense to keep adding more water to the jar when the jar is already full.
Why is the jar already full, though? The jar is full, and we can't take care of our own people because we have created a federal government that thinks they need to take care of these people. I don't want the federal government taking care of anybody. I want that to be a responsibility of we, the people.
And then why did we set up all these rules and regulations? We have given our government, everything they know everything about us, our births, our social securities, where we've been, what we've done. I mean, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I've been dealing with the Veterans Administration for over 4 years now on benefits from the VA. And it's unbelievable what, you know, I have to go through as an American and to try to, you know, get some support from these people. And other than that, you know, the immigrants come in, and they're, you know, we welcome them with open arms.
That's
just
right.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if we're going to have the government run us, I mean, you know, it's not. Do we have a dictatorship, or we are? Do we have a democracy here?
That's right. Well, we have a democratic republic. And you asked, you know, why have we given away all these rights to the federal government? Why does the federal government have all these programs, and why have we vested all this rights in the federal government? That's a good question. I don't want them to. I want to take away those rights from the federal government. I want to put them back to the state. I want to put them back to the individuals. I'm all for veterans. You know, that's one thing I believe the federal government is primarily for. Protect our borders. Protect us from war, protect us from terror, secure the nation. And those veterans who have become a part of our military and fought in the wars, I'm all for taking care of those people. I'm not for all the other social programs that we put in place. I mean, we have social programs for minorities. We have social programs for people out of work. We have social programs for people who don't have any money. We have social programs for people of a particular religion. I'm not for all those social programs, and I just do not think that our federal government should be trying to take care of all the people in our country.
That's understandable, but then again, you know, we've already established it. So, you know, either we go to a Tea Party organization where we want to bring other people in to try to run the country, people that aren't even qualified. Like the previous call, Steve had said, you know, our president, you know, he went and didn't even go through his seat totally, and he became the president. Why? Because the opportunity was there for a minority to take over that position.
Well, I think what we as individuals can do, though, is to let our voice be known and to vote accordingly. Whether it's the Tea Party or a Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Vote and support policies that withhold the original freedoms that we had. Vote against more regulation by the federal government. I mean, I am not a supporter of federal health care. I'm not a supporter of federal policies that regulate all kinds of things. Whether it's federal regulation of marriage, you know, who's qualified to be married? Is it two men or two women, or is it a man and a woman? Nothing.
That's good, but I mean, do you think that the programs that we already have, we just can't put a stop to them and say this is not going to continue? I mean,
no, we
how
can't.
Many
we
elderly
can't.
People would be jumping
no.
off of buildings and stuff? They wouldn't know what
that's
to
right.
do.
No, but we can begin the journey down that path to remove those programs. I never expected to ever receive Social Security, and I still don't. I'm 42 years old right now. I do not believe I will ever, and I'm perfectly happy never collecting Social Security. I believe we can embark on a program to eliminate a lot of the social programs that we do have. I'm not opposed to stopping them all right now, because that would be devastating to our country, as you pointed out, and I agree with you. But I believe that we, as a group of people now, for me, for my children, and for my children's children, can say this is not sustainable long term. So we have to begin changing some policy and changing direction now. Listen, we're gonna have to wind up the call now, but stay on the line. Be sure to give your address. I will send you a free book. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. So thanks you. So we just got a couple minutes left, but I got to share, because I haven't even shared, what is the secret? What is the missing link to wealth? What we've discovered of how the mind works is that your subconscious mind sees all the opportunities around you. It sees opportunities to create wealth. It sees opportunities to go into business for yourself. It sees opportunities to improve your financial situation or your life situation. But in order to see that opportunity, the way that you see that opportunity, here's the secret, and it's very short. The way you see that opportunity is to help somebody else to achieve that same thing that you want. It's helping somebody else to get exactly what you want. That's the secret. It's so simple. It's amazing. But if you want more money, help somebody else to get more money. If you want to help your business be successful in selling cars, if you're a car salesman, help somebody else who's a car salesman to become successful. It's an amazing secret. But when you do that, it changes your mind. It changes your psychology. It changes your ability to see opportunities in your life. And those are the opportunities that immigrants see when they come to this country. So that is the secret. That's this missing link to wealth. If you want to become successful, help somebody else to become successful in that very thing that you're trying to do. It's amazing. And if you try it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever it is that you wish would come into your life. If you wish that you could make more sales in your business, help somebody else make more sales. We're going to have to wrap up right now. Thanks for joining. This is the Paul McCormick Show every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us every Friday, and we'll be talking about the secrets to wealth, the secrets to prosperity. Again, you can get my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, the 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. It's at my website, formulaformillionaires.com. I think, Chris, do we got a minute left here?
No, it's all over.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time. For more insight on how to learn the secrets of why and how integrating the spiritual and the material works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected.